Hello, and welcome to another episode of Live Agelessly with Nurse Lori. I'm Nurse Lori, and thank you for joining me as we journey together to live agelessly. And as always, I'm so glad that you're here with me today, so thank you again for that. And if you'd like to help support the show, I would really appreciate it if you rate, review, or subscribe to my podcast. Have you ever heard of grounding or earthing or know what it is? I learned about it many years ago and didn't think a lot more about it. I just knew it was something that would be good for me to do, but I didn't know exactly why it would be good for me, so I just did it anyway when I had the opportunity, but I always wanted to learn more about it. So I started doing some research, and what I found is that grounding, it's also called earthing, what it is a therapeutic technique that involves doing activities that are going to ground you or electrically reconnect you to the earth. And this practice relies on earthing science and grounding physics to explain how electrical charges from the earth can have positive effects on our bodies. And the reason why is because we're all bioelectrical beings living on an electrical planet. And our bodies operate electrically, and all of our cells transmit multiple frequencies that control our hearts, our immune systems, our muscles, and our nervous systems. And with the exception of us humans, because we live in our industrialized societies, all living things on our planet are connected to the ground's electrical energy. But in our industrialized societies, we rarely go barefoot. And when we're outside, most of us no longer wear natural leather-soled shoes, which will allow the absorption of the ground's energy through the soles of these shoes. And I was looking recently for shoes with leather soles because I was thinking, well, I can get in some extra grounding when I wasn't walking barefoot. And I could not find these shoes anywhere. And I do remember as recent as the 1990s, leather-soled shoes were available at almost every store, and I wore them often. But that's not the case anymore. Even when I did a Google search, I really couldn't find any. There were some, but very, very hard to find. And for the past few decades, people have increasingly been wearing rubber-soled and plastic-soled shoes. And rubber soles and plastic soles act as a barrier to the Earth's energy and do not allow electrical contact with the Earth. We've become so disconnected and ungrounded, it makes me wonder if this disconnection can be an overlooked factor in the increase that we're seeing in all of these chronic illnesses that seem to be so rampant now. In recent years, inflammation has become so prevalent and has been recognized as the leading trigger of chronic pain and most major health disorders, including cardiovascular disease, diabetes, arthritis, Alzheimer's, and even cancer. All roads to chronic disease come from inflammation. This is where earthing comes in. Earthing appears to reduce inflammation through the transfer of negatively charged electrons from the surface of the earth into the body, where they neutralize positively charged destructive free radicals that are involved in chronic inflammation. The Earth's energy makes the ground beneath our feet an extremely effective and abundant antioxidant. So basically, by walking barefoot, we're absorbing the antioxidants from the Earth, and it's free, no pills, no prescriptions. All you have to do is connect to the Earth. It's something that is so simple, and we all know how to do it. So I think we should start walking barefoot in the grass, on the sand, on the soil, and even on concrete. And like your body, these are conductive surfaces, and the Earth's energy flows through them right up into your body. And you can also connect to the Earth's energy by using simple barefoot substitutes. And what barefoot substitutes are, there are mats and bands and patches and sheets that when connected to the ground port of a grounded home or office outlet with a simple cord, it connects you to the Earth's energy via the ground wire or the outlet of the outlet. And here are some examples of potential benefits of grounding. Number one, levels of inflammation and pain are going to be reduced after grounding. So being grounded will help you feel better physically. And being grounded also reduces stress. When grounded, the diurnal rhythm of the stress hormone cortisol begins to normalize. And cortisol is connected to our body's stress response and helps control blood sugar levels. It regulates metabolism, helps reduce that inflammation, and also assists with memory formulation. When we're grounded, our circulation improves, which helps in the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to all of the tissues in our bodies, which then results in better blood flow to our organs, which keeps them healthy. And while the research on grounding for our health and well-being is relatively new, the practice of grounding is timeless. In past societies, people mostly went barefoot, or they wore leather footwear made from the animal hides. And these animal hides allowed the energy from the earth to rise up into their bodies. The energy goes right through those leather soles. So again, it just seems that we've become disconnected. And this disconnection may be a seriously overlooked cause of pain and discomfort and the steeply rising incidence of chronic illness worldwide. But here's the good news. We have the potential to reconnect, and there are a few ways of doing this. Did you ever notice that after a barefoot walk on the beach, you just feel better, your mood improves, you feel less stressed and more energetic? I think the best way to ground, weather and schedule permitting, is to walk barefoot for about a half an hour to an hour outside, either on the sand or the grass, and see what a difference it makes on your pain or stress levels. And you can also sit or stand or walk on the soil and the grass and the sand and even concrete. There's an added bonus when you walk on wet sand or wet grass, because the water is going to help the energy be more conducive. And all of these surfaces allow our bodies to drop the earth's energy. But remember, surfaces like wood, asphalt, and vinyl are not conductive and will not have any beneficial effect at all. If you can't go barefoot, wearing leather-soled shoes, again, allows grounding to be effective. And for many of us, there isn't time in our current busy schedules to go out and find a place to walk barefoot, or where we live isn't conducive to it. If you live in a place like New York City, it would be very difficult to get out and walk barefoot because of the lack of natural outdoor spaces. But remember that even on concrete with those leather shoes, if you can find them, you can get the effects of grounding. But if that doesn't work for one reason or another, there are also indoor options. And these products are called grounding sheets and grounding pads. And you could use these while you're sleeping, relaxing, working, and you'll get the benefits of grounding. They get plugged into a grounded outlet in your home, and you connect it to a sheet or a pad. And it's always a good idea to put a grounding pad under your laptop while you're working. And I have found that this really helps lessen the fatigue that I tend to get when I'm doing a lot of computer work. And I read a great book a couple of years ago. It's called Earthing, the Most Important Health Discovery Ever. It's written by Stephen T. Sinatra, Clinton Ober, and Martin Zucker, and has so many stories about how grounding changed people's lives for the better. It goes into a lot of detail about the whole process, and this is just a small part of what it says. But it says, the phenomenon of earthing, and the words earthing and grounding are interchangeable, by the way, was discovered in 1998 while Clint Ober, a retired pioneer of the American cable TV industry, sat on a park bench watching people walk by. He realized that every one of us wears rubber-soled shoes and that these shoes prevent us from connecting to the earth. He knew from working in telecommunications that it was necessary to ground cable systems to protect them from other electromagnetic signals in the environment, which would cause interference in the cable transmission. He began to wonder what benefits humans could receive from connecting with the Earth, and he set out to find that answer. After configuring simple grounding systems that could be used indoors, Mr. Ober discovered, first on himself and then on others, that the very same stabilizing influence of grounding used in telecommunications on wires could also lessen pain and improve sleep for humans when connected to the Earth. He subsequently set off on a scientific odyssey, working with researchers including biophysicists and electrophysiologists, and developed comfortable earthing systems that people could use indoors. Now, I've personally tried earthing sheets and also earthing pads. And my first experiment with the sheets was, I did a really intense workout at the gym that I knew I would be sore from the next day. That night, I slept on a fitted grounding sheet over my mattress beneath me, and also a flat grounding sheet over me. And a couple of things I noticed that night was, number one, I was very comfortable. I was in a very deep sleep. And also when I woke up, I remembered that my dreams were very vivid. But the most interesting thing of all was that I did not have any post-workout muscle pain the following day or even the day after that. And as a matter of fact, I have not experienced post-workout muscle pain any time that I've ever used my grounding sheets. So I really think that we should all probably be grounding because it has so many health benefits and absolutely nothing negative about it. So think about how beneficial it would be for all of us to incorporate an earthing practice into our lives and allow its healing energy to be part of our daily routines. I am all for anything we can do to improve our health so we can live our best lives. So that's it for today's episode. To see transcripts from today's episode and previous episodes, simply go to my website, nurselori.com. Once there, you'll find the transcripts in my blog, and you can also find information about my coaching programs. If you have any questions, just send me an email. I would love to hear from you. And remember to live agelessly. Bye for now.